And feel free to jump in here and talk about your favorite sports movie performance, actor or actress in a sports movie. Feel free, or just sit back and listen to Robert Osborne and I talk about it. I always love talking to you about movies in general, but particularly about sports movies. And there seems to be a truism, Robert, that all actors want to be athletes and all athletes want to be actors, and they seem to cross the line. Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, that's very interesting. It is. I think it's quite true. I think we're in an era, though, where there's so much attention paid to athletes and to actors. It's one thing that attracts a lot of people. We're all in that me era in society now. Look at me. You know, it's about me. And, you know, what better place to do that than as an actor, as an athlete? The one thing that is, it's easier to be an actor now than it is to be an athlete, because athletes do have to have skill and training and, you know, be allowed to do what they want to do. Nowadays, and it was not always so, as we were talking about in the era of, say, the Gary Coopers and the Jimmy Stewarts, where you really had to be pretty trained to be an actor. But nowadays, you can really just have the right look and kind of a quirky personality or something and get hired and survive for a career. Maybe not too long, because skill does have to come into it. But I think it's much easier to be an athlete that becomes an actor than it is an actor to become an athlete. However, any of it is very short-term unless you really start learning to know what you're doing. And very few athletes have gone on. I mean, think of the number of athletes and the number that have tried. And some have gone on and have a certain amount of success, like a, you know, Jim Brown or whatever. But O.J., you know, did a little acting and stuff. But very few ever go on and really accomplish anything as a major, major star.
I'm sure you probably saw the Sports Illustrated article that had the list of the 50 greatest sports movies of all time. And I've got the list here in front of me. But what surprised me about the top 10 is that three of the top 10 best sports movies, according to SI, are documentaries. And usually documentaries can be a little bit dry. And the three that they've got is Hoop Dreams, which was about basketball. The other one is Olympia, which I don't remember seeing. It's the 1936 Olympics.
Olympia, yeah, is a great film done by a woman named Leni Riefenstahl, German. And it was done of the 1936 Olympic Games, which were held in Berlin. And there was the Jesse Owen. I mean, that's from that era.
Yeah.
And that was a documentary she did in it. And by today, it is really still very impressive.
What made it so impressive?
Well, the cinematography, the way she did it, she also accomplished it under great difficulty, because she didn't know what was going to be going on. So she had cameras all over Berlin shooting things. And, you know, it was not nearly as sophisticated as today. Cameras were heavier. She got underwater shots and things like that had never been done before. And also, she loved the human body. So they're like really awesome shots of divers in the swimming meets and the, you know, these wonderful athletic bodies of these kids doing all of that. And it's just very, very impressive. But what gives it its extra sting is the fact that, you know, a lot of these athletes, the Germans that she was featuring, you know, were soon to be fighting us in a war where it was all about a master race and all that kind of stuff. So it gives, you know, there's that undercurrent of that as well. She just, as a matter of fact, died.
Yes, I saw that.
Recently, you know, like 325 years old or something. I mean, she was really, but, you know, she survived a long, long time. But she was also became so suspect because she was Hitler's favorite filmmaker, and he's the one that gave her the go-ahead to make this film, Olympia, and also a film called Triumph of the Will, that when the war was over, she had a lot of explaining to do and always claimed that, you know, she really didn't know Hitler's politics and all that, and then they would have newsreel shots to kind of prove otherwise. So she had a very controversial life, but it is a very impressive movie, and I think that it was kind of wonderful that Sports Illustrated put that on the list and didn't just concentrate on movies of our time, because that does come from an era that far beyond, you know, most of us around.
Number 10 on the list is one that I just thought was an outstanding documentary movie. It was the 1996 movie, When We Were Kings.
Yes.
About Muhammad Ali fighting George Foreman.
Yeah, that was wonderful. That sounds like a very good list.
And I just saw it again recently, and as I watched it, I mean, I saw so many things I did not see the first time. Is the reason that documentaries, certainly about sports, tend to be pretty good and can be on a list of maybe top 10 because there's a realism to them along
with... Yeah, I think it is, and because you are telling a real story, and you're capturing real athletes and all of that. You're not trying to dramatize it, and you're not trying to, you know, again, as you say, you're not trying to turn an actor into an athlete. You're following people that are really athletes and getting a kind of an inside look at all that. I think what's very good about it, and one thing that pleases me particularly about Michael Moore's movie, which I've not seen but is so controversial, is the fact that it's at least taking kind of the curse off documentaries as a film form. Because for so long, and at the time they made Hoop Dreams and others, people would stay away from anything that they said documentary because it sounded so dry and so boring. So those films rarely got screened outside of specialty houses and in big cities. And it's really kind of wonderful that people are now, say, mainstream audiences are going to see a documentary, and maybe it'll help take the curse off that word so people will see some of these great documentaries, because particularly in sports, I think that, you know, some of the greatest ways you can show sports or talk about sports or enjoy sports is with documentaries, be it those Bruce Brown surfing movies or, you know, something like the Muhammad Ali documentary. You know, it's a great form.
There seems to be a consensus when it comes to the top five all-time great sports movies. I have three different lists here, one from ESPN, the other from Sports Illustrated, the other from a newspaper. And in some order, it's either Bull Durham, Rocky, Raging Bull 1 through 3, and then you'll find Hoosiers on that list in the top five as well, and Slapshot. When you look at those movies that I just mentioned, no matter what order they might be, but obviously I think consensus-wise, most people say that they are the, you know, at the top of the all-time great sports movies. What consistently in all of those movies was done to make them so good, Robert?
What would be the single... Well...
I think the story, first and foremost.
It kind of always goes to that, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's the story, first and foremost. It's the story... and the situation doesn't really grab you, then it has to be told terribly well, and it has to be told in a really exciting way. I think one of the things is that in all of them, the sports did not get in the way of the story that
right.
they're telling. The sports are used in it, and they are indeed sports movies, but they're not about the sport as much as they're about an individual. And I think, finally, that's what we relate to. Even Slapshot, as much as it is on the rink and everything, it's basically about relationships, people, and what they go through. Certainly Rocky is, certainly Bull Durham is, certainly Raging Bull is. So I would say more than anything, it's a story and the fact that the sports, as important as they are, do not get in the way of the story.
And I think witness to that and verification of that, Robert, is the fact that there are some movies on everybody's top 10 list that are not of the mainstream sports. I think of Breaking Away. I think of Downhill Racer. I think of Chariots of Fire.
Right.
And that, I think, verifies what you said about the storyline being so good. And then you add the actors to that enhance the storyline. And you've got, as long as it's shot pretty well, you've got the complete package there.
Yeah. I think that about what you say, I think that about Breaking Away is a perfect example. Because that's, you know, that's certainly about sports, and yet anybody, whether you like sports or bicycles, anything, that's pretty hard to resist that movie. But from anybody, any age, any sex, anything.
Yeah, and when I look through the rest of this, of course, we've talked about this before, Bang the Drum Slowly.
Right.
You know, De Niro has been in a lot of these movies.
It's
see him in...
interesting, because he's such an unathletic-looking kind of guy. You know, you think of him, stealing tires in an alley somewhere in New York in the 70s. You don't really think of him as an athlete, and yet he has. And then... also, Kevin Costner does not look
yes.
like any kind of an athlete to me. He looks kind of laid back, like he'd rather be just kind of having a beer, reading a comic book or something. But he's been in a lot of sports movies.
Another movie that I think was a challenge to do, but they pulled it off so nicely, was A League of Their Own, because in most cases you think primarily, especially when it comes to baseball, maybe men playing the sport, but here it was the story about women in their own league. And I thought that was an excellent movie.
You know, all with all these things also have something in common, and they've got casts of actors that we really like. I mean, you've got A League of Her Own, you've got Tom Hanks, you've got Gina Davis, who you know, certainly connected with the camera for a long time, and you've got, and then you, those wonderful character people that, you know, like the Rosie O'Donnells and those other girls, and Madonna, and then you've got people like Kevin Costner, that we, you know, usually like on film, and De Niro, and Paul Newman, and everything. So I think it's they've also been enhanced by the fact that those movies have actors that we like or that the camera likes, so we respond to them.
You and I have talked about this before, and I don't know whether your opinion has changed or not, but we've talked about the sports that lend themselves best to doing sports movies, and I really think that from one that's lasting, I tend to remember boxing maybe more than baseball, certainly more than football or basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the ones that, you know, is certainly a sport that I think lends itself to a lot of movies that's awfully good as horse racing.
Yes.
They don't do those too much anymore, except See's Biscuit certainly was, you know, I thought a terrific movie. But, you know, going back to National Velvet and then the Fox Studios back in the 40s, you know, made a lot of movies like The Home Stretch and Home in Indiana, and always it had a horse race, a movie called Maryland, all had horse races in it. And that's, it's a very exciting sport to put on film. But I would say more than anything, it's certainly the boxing that lends itself to it because of the drama. Also, there's usually, has always been, colorful people around the art of boxing. It's a tough sport, a dangerous sport, often a corrupt sport. But it's, you know, but on film, moving pictures that have to move, and you know, and there's always a lot of movement and excitement and punching and all that in a boxing movie. That's why, you know, a golf movie and a baseball movie, those are hard movies to get us excited about, no matter how good the actors are, because there's not much action in them.
Robert, I want to thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It is so much fun to connect with you and talk about this, and we won't make it such a long time the next time.
I look forward to it whenever you want to.
Robert Osborne, the primetime host and anchor of the Turner Classic Movies Cable Television Network, and again, the author of 11 books. We've been talking about sports movies. It's a fascinating subject, and we'll have open lines coming up for you a little bit later on. We continue across the country and around the world with you on America's Sports Talk Show.